This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Beginning today, the U.S. is lifting restrictions on travel from a long list of countries, including Mexico, Canada, and most of Europe. Restrictions put into place a year and a half ago because of the pandemic. Starting today, the U.S. is accepting fully vaccinated travelers at airports and land borders. The new rules allow air travel as long as the traveler has proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test. Investigators in Houston are trying to figure out why 8 people died in a crush of fans at that music festival Friday night. The AP's Julie Walker.
A makeshift memorial of flowers and candles sit at the site where Travis Scott was performing. Some blame him for not stopping. The rapper took to Instagram.
I'm honestly just devastated. And I could never imagine anything like this just happening.
Authorities are looking at videos, witnesses, concert procedures to see what happened.
Millions of federal government workers are required to get COVID shots by November 22nd. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The deadline is the first test of President Biden's push to compel people to get a shot. Vaccinations have unfolded at uneven rates across the federal government. They've been notably lower in law enforcement and intelligence. Federal agencies are offering employees time off to get the vaccine, and they won't be fired if they don't make the November 22nd deadline. However, they would receive counseling and be given 5 days to start the vaccination process. After that, they could be suspended for 14 days and eventually terminated. But that process would take months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Satellite images show China has built mock-ups of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier and destroyer. We are hearing this could be practice for any possible future naval clash between the two nations. Notice those higher gas prices? Gas is $3.42 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Pope Francis says he's worried about Ethiopia. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Pope Francis has decried the recent situation in Ethiopia and has pressed for dialogue over war. The pontiff told his weekly audience at St. Peter's Square that he was worried about the country, which has been shaken by a conflict for over a year. The war in Ethiopia's North Tigray region has killed thousands of people. Millions more have been displaced, leaving many struggling with severe hunger. The UN Security Council has called an end to the fighting. It has also requested access to areas of the country for humanitarian aid to tackle the hunger crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Germany, authorities say a 27-year-old man who stabbed 4 people with a knife on a high-speed train apparently attacked his victims at random. They say he's showing signs of mental illness. His attention's still unclear, say authorities. All of the victims survived. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.